If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance!
And currency. Sandhills Global Company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
All you want in life is hope, Steve.
I know.
And that's what currency gives you.
Kind of comes down to that.
We have one thing, and when you wake up every day, if you're hopeless, bad day.
Black cloud.
Yeah.
Wet blanket.
Brothers. Who is not a wet blanket? Carson Schottenheimer.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
he's a ray of sunshine.
When he came in the other day, Steve, and how he looked, so fit. It was unbelievable, his fitness level. And that's also what you'll be very fit also. With currency.
Really?
Yes, currency stresses fitness. Yes.
Fitness is a
fitness
big thing.
Fitness and finance. How about that?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, they do it all.
You're rich and good looking.
Yes.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, it sounds like a good
sounds
life.
Sounds awesome.
You
sounds,
know what it is?
Sounds
it
unattainable
mean,
to me. It
means you have hope. So you don't have any. So right now you have no hope of being fit and attractive. You have that. A currency.
See, that would be better deal.
Better
they
deal.
They need to give you a little.
Imagine
pump
all of a sudden,
up.
Like this thing like that. There's a chance in 1 week I'm going to be attractive.
That'd
be
no
fun.
Shot.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
It would be interesting.
If you knew, like, all of a sudden, 10 days, I'm going to be attractive.
Wow.
And fit.
I don't believe it.
Yes.
And wealthy. Currency.
Yes.
Well, Carson.
Go currency.
Carson is fit and wealthy.
7 weeks of vacation, paid vacation.
How does that happen?
I tell you what, just get a half day off every week.
God.
Trying that out.
Yep.
That
does help.
What if once a week we it's
checked out for
you did the show till 7:30. That's
I'll
it.
See you guys on Monday.
See you guys on Monday.
And that was it for the day.
That was it for the day. Or show up at 7:30.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd be better. I would choose that one.
Would you?
Sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, I think I would choose the one like I'm gonna show up at 7:30.
Oh God. I think about
finance.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It's time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrill.
BMX bike.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Oh!
You need help with all things remodels for kitchen, bathrooms, whole house remodels, and more? There's one person, one group, one company. Dinert Contracting. Call Randy and the team at 402-417-5204.
I had some people reach out to me yesterday and needed to know that are they responsible for putting up the stands, bleachers, for when Randy shows up for people to view and watch him lift stuff over his head and then to also yell things at him like, Randy! And they're not. They're not. Hayden will set up the bleachers.
Oh, okay. He will.
Hayden will. He gets there the day before you start. Hayden shows up and sets the bleachers up.
It's like NFL training.
Yes,
camp.
And if it's NFL training camp, and if it's inside in a bathroom, they just set it up right there too. So they have bleachers, a little bunch of.
I don't want bleachers in my house.
Bleachers. People come in with bleachers and they talk to you. It's incredible. Imagine all of a sudden there's 12 strangers sitting outside.
Eating popcorn.
Watching Randy redo a deck.
When's he going to lift something?
He's going to lift something.
We came here to see him lift the bird bath.
Pretty soon, where's the bird bath at? It's there. It's right to the right.
He'll
do it. Watch
probably
this.
About 3 o'clock.
Just hang in there. So they're hoping. That's why they're excited about the break in the weather.
It's very helpful.
Anyway, what's going on?
Wild card Wednesday for Bill's Thrills today, Bill.
Wild card, and this hit me, and I have a story to go with it.
Okay.
To be at ease, look to the cheese. To be at ease, look to the cheese. Old school, better times. There used to be a thing called the Cheese League. The Cheese League. And that was in Wisconsin, right. In Minnesota. The Bears, the Packers, the Chiefs, the Vikings,
yes.
The Saints. And then for 1 year, the Jags.
God, this is
Jake,
amazing.
Did you know that there was a cheese league?
Nope, never heard of it.
So this is where they all went to camp.
How'd you know
they
this?
They start this, I think it was in the 80s is when it started. And they go up there, Jake, because for joint practices, it was like, so it's all these small schools, Wisconsin, Platteville, Stevens Point, all these small schools would host them. So it was the cheese league. They were in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
So they had 6 teams at one time, all had camp in the state of Wisconsin.
True story.
And it was incredible to watch the film from that because then, and also there'd be 3 teams would get together on a day. It might be the Bears, the Packers, and the Vikings all practicing together. And these are interconference foes.
Yeah.
Also, foes.
Yes.
Yes.
Foes.
And it was incredible. So there was such a relationship with the Kansas City Chiefs in Nebraska. The work was incredible. So they're like, hey, if you ever want to go to camp, they'll take care of you. So I went. Myself and my dad drove to see the Chiefs practice.
Nice.
We drove up there, and we stayed in the dorms. Me and my dad stayed in a dorm room.
Really?
And we'd go to practice, and I had this special wristband because I was from Nebraska. And I'm not sure his name.
Special.
Help me with this one. Boyd Epley, if you're listening. Red was his name, and Red was the head strength coach at the Chiefs. And he had Nebraska ties. I had carte blanche. I was in the huddle. I was in the huddle at practice.
With Montana?
With the Chiefs. Montana was not there at this time. I was in the huddle with these guys, especially it was unbelievable. Derek Thomas was there.
That's Hall of Fame,
and,
right?
And it was, and I was, yes. And I would be with intermingling with all these players, and I'm just like, it was, and I remember how blown away I was, because I'm so used to just this boom, boom, boom structure. In between, like, series, like, they're talking about going golfing that afternoon, what they're going to do. This is like the vets, the real dudes, the ones like, no, I've made the team. I've got guaranteed contract, and I'm really good. But it was so cool to be up there and to have that clearance to be there. And then also, like, they had a hospitality room. Me and my dad and a Kansas City Chiefs scout sat and had beer. And remember the bugles, the little bugles?
Oh.
We ate bugles. We had a bag of bugles, and we just sat there. And the hospitality suite was in a dorm room that had been cleared out. And they just brought a table in and 6 chairs. And we just sat there. That was it. That was the hospitality room. They had free beer in a cooler, and then they had bugles for you to eat.
Hospitality.
And
that's hospitality.
And we got to go to all the meetings. It was literally insane how cool it was.
The Cheese League.
The Cheese League. To be at ease, look to the cheese.
That's amazing you brought this up, because Michael Zavier was...
It was so cool.
He covered the Saints, and so he said 94, 95. When were you there?
What's that? Oh, that had been way, way, way earlier than...
You said the 80s, right?
I was in the 80s. Like that.
Oh,
let me go to something here for you. Give me one quick sec. I'm going to go to a deal, because I made a shot of this here.
Cheese League.
Packers, Bears. Okay, so the Packers, they were in DePere. Bears were in Platteville. Vikings, Mankato. Kansas City Chiefs, River Falls. That's where I was at. New Orleans Saints were in La Crosse.
Okay.
And then Jacksonville came in late for 1 year. And they went to Stevens Point. And it was there for cooler temperatures, less distractions, away from home.
Okay.
No one does that. No one does that.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah. It ended in like 96.
Okay, does anybody go anywhere?
I don't think so.
No,
it's all
they don't go anywhere.
Near your state or near your stadium area.
So this was something. Can you imagine the excitement in Wisconsin Platteville when the NFL team showed up? Can you imagine what that did to your economy?
Oh, God,
I mean,
yes.
Insanity.
I would think so.
The fact that I had that kind of clearance in the Cheese League just made me... It was better times.
Better times, and you were just you were kind of youth.
I was a graduate assistant at Nebraska.
20-something.
Still young.
But it'd be like, so think about this too. Practice didn't used to start till somewhere on maybe like the 6th or 7th of August because there was two-a-days.
Right.
Now it's 25 practice, but it's one every day with days off. So it's a lot, the camp's actually longer. The days of camp is longer. So we had time to go up there. We spent 2.5 days, me and Ron.
And I had that
golden ticket. And then Red would be like, Coach, get out here. Get on the field.
Who was the head?
What's that? Gosh, you know what? I'm drawing a blank like that. But for some reason, I thought maybe it was Schottenheimer.
Might have been.
When Marty was there. Maybe I'm off on that. I don't really remember. I really don't remember that part.
Isn't that interesting?
But I vividly remember what it was like being on the fields.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
And watch him. And then also, like I said, it was just incredible to be a part of. And then to have that kind of clearance. Everybody else was behind the rope. And they'd be going like, coach, look, you got the wristband. Come out here.
Wow.
Yeah, come out here.
You get
the golden ticket.
Because of the strength coach.
And because of the ties that Nebraska had with the Chiefs. And I believe at the time, and I think this is 96.9% true, it was because Nebraska was so really like the Chiefs at that time because the Chiefs had not signed someone who left early. That was a big deal back in the day. If you were leaving early back in the 80s in this time. Neil Smith, I know was there also at this time.
Oh,
with the Chiefs.
He had that connection.
Yeah, but it was just, like I said, the Cheese League will change. It would change your life if you research it.
The Chiefs now do go to St. Joe.
They do,
yep.
Yeah.
So that's kind of going. I think some teams go a little close.
They used to go to Wisconsin. Right. Now they go to St. Joe. Yeah, it's an hour. Right.
Henry says the Cowboys are in California for theirs.
Do they still go there?
Someone says they are in California. Steelers go to St. Vincent College. Where's that at?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's from Jerry.
Now, the Cowboys forever went to California. Yeah, went to California.
I think some teams still go little ways. Yeah. Not like this. No, I can remember the River Falls Dateline for the Kansas City Chiefs. Back when I was at the General Store, I'd be like, wow, they're always in River Falls.
When you're up close, I mean, obviously when I first started, coaching at Nebraska, there was NFL guys all over the place. There'd be future NFL guys. So you're kind of used to it. When you're around NFL practice that close for the first time, since that time, I've been around a lot of NFL players that I'd coached or going to the NFL, and I've been to a lot of NFL practices and camps. Went to a ton. OTAs, all that stuff. So it kind of, after a while, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're the first time that you're around just all NFL guys, it's like, jeez. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow, this is something. I've never seen when the O-line and D-line would walk by you. And there's like at that time in camp, there's probably like 14 D-linemen. And they all look like they should be starting in the NFL. It wasn't like, oh, man, who's that guy? That's interesting. Yeah. Must be a walk-on.
Right.
No, he's not.
No.
Free agents, know what they look like? They look like NFL
players.
They look like NFL players.
That would make an impression.
Cheese League, change your life.
Hugh Cruz says the Bears were in Platteville from 84 to 2001.
Yep.
Chad says the Cowboys still are going to Oxnard, California.
Yep. So they go to Oxnard. Yep.
Still do.
That's
promising. It's good.
Some people travel still.
Yeah.
The thing was, Jake, it was all about how could they practice together? How easy was it to drive? So now sometimes you'll see where like all of a sudden, who's getting together with the Cowboys or who's sometimes they get on planes to fly to go for joint practices. They'll go, the Patriots will go down to the Jags or something.
Oh,
they'll get on planes to go down and practice. You just got in a bus and drove over there. And then I'm almost sure on this. I'd hate to get outside over my skis, but I think there was time there'd be three teams sometimes all together. Working together at one time.
No, I don't think you're over your skis.
Yeah, I think that happened also.
I don't think you're over your skis.
When I was there, there was no crossover.
I think it was
just the Chiefs when I was there watching it. But
there's a lot of times there's fights. When the teams are together.
Team stuff like that, you're going to have that. It's going to happen.
Anything else from the text line, Jake?
Confirming Oxnard, California. Mm-hmm. Broncos are still in the Denver area.
Okay.
Brent says, the Vikings left Mankato the year before I moved there. I was bummed to find that out. Now they're in the Twin Cities at the regular facility.
Mm-hmm. The Bengals, I know the Bengals just do their camp downtown in Cincinnati.
Well, their stadium's down. It's right. Their practice fields, it's right by the interstate. You can watch practice.
From
the interstate. You're driving right. You go over the bridge. It's right there.
Ooh, Pearl just threw a pick.
Yeah. Just.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
If you want to be at ease, look to the cheese.
And that is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contract.
Randy!
I thought it was going to be about money.
Yeah. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568. Five, a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. 0-2 on the week so far. Both. Close losses, though.
Close losses, but still losses. You know, that close stuff doesn't even matter. Yeah. I didn't want to hear about that.
Today's topic is Wild Card Wednesday. I did play an 80s song earlier today. Today's topic is 80s bands. I will give you two songs.
I won't
songs.
Do good with that.
Okay. You tell me what band sang the
Steve
two songs.
Steve will be really good at that.
Early 80s, yes.
The Thompson Twins.
Late 80s, no.
464-5685. Shut Up, Sipple starts right now.
In there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Nick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, Wild Card Wednesday, 80s bands. I give you two songs, their titles. Tell me what band sang those.
I don't feel good about this at all.
Two songs you're going to give us.
Yeah, I'm not going to play them. I'll give you the song name.
Late 80s, I'm out. Early 80s, I'm in.
We have Wink. Wink, how do you feel about the 80s bands today, Wink?
I grew up in the 80s, so we'll give it a shot.
All right, I like this. Right,
we grew up in the 80s,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're with you, Wink.
I think we're all around the same age.
Okay. Did you follow the Cheese League at all, Wink?
I know much about it, yeah. So it was great to hear that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Wink. First question to you,
Bill. Detailed commentary,
Bill,
Wink.
Lifeline for one question for Sip. Wink. What 80s band sang Rio and Hungry Like the Wolf?
Five, four, three,
two,
one. Jake.
We got it.
Jake.
Too much time.
Too much time.
You got it?
Yeah,
I have it.
I got it.
100%.
Go ahead, Sip.
I'm holding on to you.
Duran Duran.
Brilliant.
1-0 that was for Sip.
There was a time when, for about a 1 year span, 2 years, where Duran Duran was so popular. It was insane. They were selling out stadiums. True. Selling out stadiums. Think about this right now. Imagine right now going to a stadium to see Duran Duran. Probably not going.
And
no.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
I'm not going.
You remember the video very well.
Oh,
they're
absolutely.
On a boat.
Yes.
That's for Rio.
Oh, you might be right.
Different song, yeah.
Okay.
Still, Duran Duran was big.
You got the question right. 1-0 lead. Sip first question. What 80s band sang Just What I Needed and You Might Think among many songs?
Are you serious? This is a layup. You're giving me that?
I didn't know the song.
It's one of my all-time favorite bands, as you know. The Cars.
Brilliant!
Wow.
What were the names of the song again?
Just What I Needed.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And
yeah, I
You
know
Might
you.
Think.
Yes, okay.
You Might Think's a very average song, but the
Cars
other ones
also were. Extremely popular.
Rick Wilson. Oh my God!
I mean, the Cars were
huge.
Yes. To stay alive, your last
Wink.
Question. Wink down 2-0. What 80s band sang "Everybody Wants to Rule the World" and "Shout"?
Oh,
I don't know this.
I know the song, but
yeah, me too. I don't know the band though.
That wasn't my band. I didn't follow them.
It's okay.
Don't feel bad about that one because we didn't follow him either.
Four. Three.
Two.
Two. One. Any guess, Wink?
I don't have
this.
It.
All right.
No guess.
Don't tell me yet.
Well, the game's over. The answer was Tears for Fears. Tears for Fears.
Wink, that would have been hard, Wink.
We'll get you a bag of coffee. Wink, call down the road, man. Thank you
ran into a simple buzzsaw there. And layup on Duran Duran.
Well, I wanted to see if we could get Tears for Fears.
I wasn't going to get it.
I don't think you're going to get
that. What about the last one, Jake?
This would be the toughest one, I think, of all. But you won the game. What 80s band sang One Thing Leads to Another and Red Skies at Night?
Oh, I know this.
Oh.
I do know. I should. You're gonna say it, and it's gonna freak me out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go.
The Fix.
Yeah.
No.
Two X's.
No chance.
The Fix.
No chance.
I should have got that.
The Fix was not selling out stadiums.
No, they weren't.
They were not. Duran Duran and the Cars were. Two X's.
This is for Bill. Tiebreaker. How old was the Cars' Rick Ocasek when he passed away in 2019?
69.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Oh. I'll say 67.
He was 75 years old.
Oh, wow.
Older. 75
years old.
The Cars were good. That was a good one.
You got to win. One and two in the week.
Thank you.
We're back. Chance of the winning week still.
Thank you for calling, Wink.
Yep, Wink tried. Tough loss, though.
Wink tried.
Did he ever actually make a guess today at all? I think he both times didn't guess anybody.
Well, yeah, that's a hard guess. So you don't have it. Yeah.
Tears for Fears and The Fix. I think
Duran Duran and The Cars were the first two. You know? When we come back, hour three, Sean Callahan is next on
I forgot
early
about
break on the ticket.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.